while every head is bowed, dear God, in Your wondrous, wondrous Son, Jesus, and in that precious name, God, thank You that He is risen. Thank You that He is alive. Thank You, God, that it was said He's not here. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Praise You, praise You, praise You, praise You, God. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, there's such a tenderness this day. And Lord, may each and every heart here today enter into it. God, not as we've heard so many times, sitting on the premises, but Lord, to make the move today to stand upon the promises. And the one thing that You've promised is that You love us. That God, You so loved us that You gave Your only begotten Son. And Lord, You allowed Him and He willingly went to the cross of shame. Became sin for us who knew no sin. And gave up the ghost and He died. And hallelujah. Lord, we're here today to say because of that joy that has been set before us, we're here to receive Your Word. And Lord, to be quickened in spirit and by Your Holy Spirit, may we rejoice this day and say, Lord, even so, come quickly. Oh, I want to see Him and to look upon His face. Oh, yes, it's going to be a time and it's going to be a moment. Lord, just increase our faith this morning. Lord, help us if we have any unbelief. Let us look fully into the face of God, which is in the wondrous face of Jesus. And in this we commit it to You, and may we magnify His name alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise God. Well, if you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the 19th chapter of John. John 19, and we'll begin reading from the 16th verse. And this is the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then delivered He Him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. I love how John puts this. He says, delivered He Him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And no other place in the Gospels is it said specifically this way, giving knowledge that it was Jesus Christ Himself that gave Himself up to be crucified. Amen? Hey, come on now. In the garden, they came to get Him. And I know that He called for them to come get Him anyways. And the very first thing out of their mouth was what? Are You Jesus of Nazareth? And He said, I am. And what happened? They fell to the ground. Backward. Praise be to God. He's called us today to fall on our knees and to fall forward at His feet. But He had to even get those rascals up on their feet to take Him away. Say, come on, we got to get about this stuff. I'm ready to go to a cross. And as we get to the end of this story, so wonderful, He even had to give up the ghost. I hope you understand they couldn't kill Him. No way. Couldn't. He had to give His life. Just chew on that for a while and then you'll understand maybe a little bit about the hands that you're in. Praise be to God. So then delivered He Him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led Him away. And He, bearing the cross, went forth unto a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified Him. And two other with Him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews. For the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. It was known. Then said the chief priests of the Jews of Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. See, he couldn't do except what the will of God told him he was going to do. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took His garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also His coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout.
They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it. Whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. Oh, let that just sing to you. Knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Three of my favorite words. Praise be to God. It is finished. Now it's hard for me to say it's the three favorite words. Because I sure love He is risen. I sure have to tell you I rejoice in I will go. But see, we're in a time of manifold blessing. The many blessings that are among us, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to have to tell you, Lord, come in. The love of God's got to constrain. I might blow before you today. But see, by Him all things consist and hold together. So I'm going to be confident in Him in that too. But today and every day from that moment of it is finished, and that was the greatest moment, the greatest life-changing moment ever, the greatest universe-changing moment ever. Tielio, it is finished. From that moment, brothers and sisters, sin and death were consumed and defeated and done, and the way of complete and perfect salvation was accomplished for you and for me. It is finished. Now, life itself brings many life-changing moments, and we know that. No matter how old you are, maybe it's that you've graduated from grade school or high school or college, maybe it's marriage, the birth of a child, or as we've seen as of late, the homegoing of loved ones. But this moment was the life-changing moment of forever. It was, of all eternity. This wondrous moment changed everything. And I want to bring it home real quick to us today. This wondrous moment changed everything for you. You sit here today, and this wondrous moment changed everything for you. Praise the Lord. The blood that was shed that day, accepted and applied to my life and to yours, not only brought us peace with God, not only brought us the complete, total, all the forgiveness of sin. And know that for yourselves. But it brought me the very possibility of not only peace with God, but to live a life of the peace of God. And that's what we're here today to rejoice in. Is it is finished. As we get a vision of that, I'm going to tell you something. You will have a life of the peace of God. Devil, you can't do a thing. You're defeated. You're done. You tried to keep him off that cross, but he willingly went. You tried to offer all of these things in greatness to him, but he knew the Father, hallelujah, had sent him. And all of that riffraff, man, you take that and get on out of here. I got a cross I'm going to today. And they're going to nail me to it. And they're going to rip my beard. And they're going to rip my body. His visage was marred more than any man for you. And they're going to pierce my side. And they're going to mock me. But because of this wondrous joy that is set before me, I'm going to gladly, I'm going to willingly, I'm going to joyfully endure that cross. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something today in spirit. You need to allow God to take you. And understand that He sat you before Him, and you were the joy that was before Him that day that caused Him to endure that cross. You'll say, oh no, brother, you don't know what kind of life I've been leading. You don't know the things that I did. You don't even know what I did last night. Well, I'm going to tell you something. With the blood applied to your life, you were sitting right there before Him that day. And He said, that's my joy. That's my love joy. And I'm dying so gladly for you. And my blood is flowing so freely for you. You're clean. You're redeemed. You're righteous. You're holy. And it's not some contingent thing. It's not some temporal thing. It's forever. Let me tell you something. When He gave you His incorruptible seed, that's exactly what it means. Never to be corrupted. Can't be. He can't deny Himself, He told me. He gave me His very life. When God looks upon me, He sees His very Son. That's how come He says, come in here boldly, son. I want to sup with you. Recognize the crown that's upon your head. Oh, but brother, I've been wallowing in the pig pen. Don't care. You've been born of God. And there's place waiting for you. Hallelujah. Isn't this a great God? Oh, I love to sing and to praise and to profess His love, His grace. And let me tell you something. That's His truth. See, enemy, get on out of here. You quit beating up my brothers and sisters in Christ. You defeated long time back. You're just a liar. You're just a deceiver. But Lord, open my eyes. And I believe He's opening some eyes today. To see how favored you are. I see sweet parents there with their children. And I know every one of these children. I've got them too. They can be ornery little scamps. Was there a moment that you ever quit loving them? Oh no, there just isn't. How much more so God our Father? Come on, get with it. Quit insulting God. Really. He gave us everything. He gave us His Son. He has no more to give. All the fullness of God dwells in His Son. I don't know how you couldn't get excited about that. It is very God, a very God, and He put it in His Son, the I Am, the way, the truth, and the life, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God, they sang of Him. And yet He became His. My dear family sang, the helpless lamb. Oh, yes, to the slaughter. Only to rise again. Oh, it is finished. Now, that wasn't just for the day, brothers and sisters, that we gave our hearts to God. Oh, no. It's more real now, and it's more dear, and it's more alive in my life than it's ever been. And by the grace of God, I was thinking, I don't know exactly the date, but it's been about 40 years for your brother in Christ here. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Hallelujah. Perfect testing. What's next? Praise the Lord. I think more. But by the grace of God, I live, brothers and sisters, that monumental, life-changing moment. It is finished every single day. A lot of people, they talk about, how am I going to fight the good fight? How am I going to fight that enemy? Well, he's already defeated. And God has to allow him even to tempt me. He's got a purpose there. And God uses him. He's just so stupid he don't know it. You better know your Lord God. If I be for you, who could be against you? Oh, he's been against me, brother. You just don't know what he's been bringing my way. He's been bringing it your way because you're here today in church. God knows where you would be if not for the tender calling of the Lord. Huh? Come on now. He's gave you the need that you have today, that you're here with a broken heart maybe, saying, God, something's got to change. Well, praise the Lord, he's already given you that life. He just wants you to grow up into it. Come on. And I'm still here drawing breath with you, and I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I'm growing into the pair of shoes that he gave me too. Don't want your shoes. Don't take mine. You can't have them. I'm growing into mine, and it's exciting how he does these things, brothers and sisters. It is marvelous how he loves us and how specific and precious it is. But when we go out there to combat in life, and we are fighting the good fight of faith, praise God, be good soldiers. Yes, amen. And what do? Oh, the devil comes in and says, oh, I'm going to condemn you for that. Oh, look at that. Well, Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. And it ends right there. Know it. Know that. There is no condemnation. Behold the Lamb. It is finished. Oh, I love giving him that. He runs away in defeat. He knows he's gone. Limited time. He may not want to accept it. I really don't care. The Word of God is true. Isn't that wonderful? He takes care of all that stuff. And I understand as a Christian many times the enemy comes in with that condemnation stuff and says, oh, see, that isn't you. You just go back into what you know. You'll feel better in that. Let me tell you something. That's just deceit and a lie. When you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, you were no longer your own. You're God's. He bought you with the most greatest, precious price there'd ever been, ever could be, the blood of Jesus. He owns you. He has you. And I hope you like to hear that. I hope you rejoice in that. Praise God, he comes at us. He's not going to force you to do anything, but you're his. My children could do whatever they want. They could disown, they could change their name, they could do all these things. But they were born of my seed. That's my son. How much more when he gave you his very life? Come on now. We're his. By the grace of God, let's quit wrestling with it. We don't need to be even like Jacob. He's already blessed him. He was wrestling with stuff he already had. He had to finally touch his hip and set it out of joint. And sometimes he's got to do that with you too. Say, Lord, I'm so uncomfortable. Well, you know what? That's just where you got to be to worship me. What do you think? Huh? Taking you out of your comfort zone so you can look fully into the face of God. I think that's his business. Praise his name. But brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful. That's what David meant when he said, I will show forth his salvation from day to day. I will show forth his salvation from day to day. It's here. Let it live. Let it be alive. I will praise the Lord and all that is within me. As he went on to say, that's how the joy of the Lord becomes his strength. It is finished. Never stops working for us, brothers and sisters. It never stops. By the grace of God, he's calling us out to live it, to breathe it in. And whether you realize it or not today, and I pray you do, Jesus loves you. Amen. He just flat out loves you. That's it. That's how he is. His grace, his mercy bled out that day. It is finished. And it is finished. Never ends. Right. Don't you love to be around the people of God? I love to be around the people of God. It is so wonderful. This is your family. If you're a child of God here today, this is your family. More of your family than your own natural blood. This is his blood. And I pray that you enter into that today. And those that know it, live it. Live it. Talk about it many times. Don't just socialize on the first two pews that are around me or over here and this. Move through the body. It's amazing how amazing your brothers and sisters in Christ are.
Amen.
It is. It's fabulous what He does and His dear family that He's given us. It's a precious family, brothers and sisters. But I love to be with you. And it reminds me of an ornery brother that one time said, "Oh yeah, it's Easter time." He said, "You know Easter time." He said, "Yeah, you know all those people that don't darken a church door. Here they are today." I thought, oh my goodness. Well, I want to speak to you as a pastor. As a pastor, I rejoice in this day. I rejoice in this day. I rejoice with God if I've seen your face thousands of times. But I rejoice just as much if this is the first day we've ever met. And I mean that. Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Today's the day. Today's the day. Today's your day. Today's my day. All those other days, they're already done. Tomorrow, I don't know if it's ever going to come, but today is the day of salvation. Today is our day. Really, to get going. I don't know what else to say in some respects, but Lord, let's get it on. Let's just go. And that's what we need to do today, is to go with His love. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful. The Word of God doesn't return void. We've got a promise. That's why be bold in speaking out the Word of God. He gave you a promise. It's not going to return void. It does one of two things. You're either going to draw nigh or you're going to spin away. Neutral, you cannot be. You can't be. You either loved the Lord or you didn't. Amen. And by the grace of God today, we're either going to move with Him, toward Him, draw nigh, or we're going to let another opportunity pass us by. And breath in our life is but a vapor. Just like the grass that's here in the morning and mowed down in the evening. It goes quick. I said so long to a dear sister, 90-some years old. My goodness, what a wonderful life. But even in the last days, oh honey, it passed so quickly. Oh yeah. It's short. Redeem the time. Redeem the time. And time counts and it's coming. But you know, brothers and sisters, as the Word of God doesn't return void, and whatever we would receive of the Lord today in His Word is more valuable than all the wealth that's ever been accumulated in this world. And I mean that. I'd still be robbing you here today if I did not encourage you. Let this be the day. Let this be the day. Let this be the day specifically that "It is finished" ravishes your heart.
Amen.
Now, let's get our hearts around this. That "It is finished" ravishes you. That you are His workmanship. That it's by grace and grace alone. My son was even led to visit with a man this past week, and he works in his children. He works in his middle age. He works in his older aged. He works in us. There was a dear man he gave out the Word of God to, and that brother, and he is a brother, saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, caught up into such things of the mind and philosophies right now. Grow up into Him in all things.
Yes,
don't stop growing. Don't stop growing. God's got a plan. And you, by the grace of God, could be the fully finished masterpiece. Come on now. That's exciting stuff. But God, what have you called me to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Listen to Him. Show up. Just show up. It took a long time to get that through this hard head. I'm a man's man. I'm going to do it. I'll work it out. I'll figure it out on my terms. It doesn't work that way with God. It doesn't. You got to take all of this mind right here, all of those natural gifts that you think you've got, all of those good deeds that you think you're capable of, and you better get rid of them right now. Search me, O Lord, if there be any wicked way in me. Let's lead this life to the way everlasting. I don't want this temporal stuff that's going to burn. I don't want wood, hay, and stubble. I don't come to church to feel good.
That's right.
I don't. I come to church by the grace of God to receive what is good. And it's the love of God. And it's beyond any feeling. It's by faith. I just get up and I know. And I was knowing I was feeling pretty awful today. But thanks be to God, I'm not feeling anything right now. I'm walking in faith. My goodness, what He can do. I appreciate those that love me. Oh, brother, you better slow down. Now, let me tell you something. He orders my steps. You pray for me that He orders my steps. I appreciate that you care for me. But God quickens this body into doing the things that God wants to do. And hallelujah, how He's using us right now, brothers and sisters. How He uses you. Looking into the eyes of the aristocracy of the whole ages to come. How could I not be thankful? How could I not rejoice? Oh God, help us to see where we're headed. Help us to see where we have been seated. Oh my. It is finished ravishing our hearts. And brothers and sisters, it is time to get excited about this. It's time for us to come out of ourselves. Come on. And start living the sons of God. Isn't it about time? Why do we want to disguise it? Why do we want to hide it? Why would you ever want to be anything like this world? Look at it, the shambles that it's in. Look at what this world puts up to be upon a pedestal. A mess. From our entertainers to any more our educators. Come on now. But you know what the Word of God also tells us? Pray for them that are in authority. I want to stay in the will of God. Come on now. I want to stay in the will of God. And again, that's just a loving heart. We need to pray for people. And we need to pray earnestly. Let me tell you something. God saved you. And you're an awful wicked sort. And me too. And don't go trying to one-up one another. Because Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. And I love that he said that. Because sometimes we like to just dwell in that chief of sin. Are you justified here today? I praise God for it. Oh, thank God that you are. You're saved. Wonderful. Now go on. And I mean about that. Quit living in the past. Quit living in the past. That foundation was laid one time. Isn't that wonderful? Now let God build upon it. See, the enemy likes to try to get us to revisit these things all the time. Go on. Forgetting those things which are behind. I'm thankful that God saved me. But I'm thankful for God, to the vision that He gives me where He wants me to sit with Him one day. Come on. You feel with the Holy Spirit here today? Oh, isn't that wonderful? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, praise be to God. Stir up the gift that is within thee. Is there? See, Paul came to that Timothy. That brother was low. He was down. He'd been kicked around. He was afraid. There were a lot of things going on in that life. Paul knew exactly the medicine. It's there, son. You've already taken it in. It never left. Stir up that unconditional gift that is within thee. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. I got some things to write to you here, Timothy. You got a message not to just give out. You got a message to live out. He's calling us into the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We have to get a vision, brothers and sisters. If we're going to rule and reign with Him over there, we have to have the vision of ruling and reigning with Him right now. That's it. Does it excite you to hear that the bride has made herself, the wife has made herself ready? Come on. Now we sit here time and time again. Oh yeah, the wife has made herself ready. Oh, the wife has made herself ready. You know, if my wife, maybe she did look like that, I don't know. I'm sure she didn't. But when, by the grace of God, she came down that aisle, I saw eyes that were so big that desired to marry me. There's just no doubt. It was the most precious, the most glorious moment. And my eyes were just as big looking back at her. I thee wed. Oh, isn't that wonderful? But the I do happens right now, brothers and sisters. It does. I will go as the I do. And He's moving greatly right now. And I don't know how much more time we have. But by the grace of God, I'm never going to move on unless I finally receive in my life, it is finished. He paid it all. There's no more to do. He's got it all done. Every provision has been made. He brings in the spices and the ointment. He brings in the garments. He's got the Holy Spirit here today walking through this place saying, who wants me? Who wants me? Who wants to marry me? He's right there. Every one of us here today, this is conviction time. This is an anointed time. Because the glory of the Lord is thick and He's present and He's dealing and there's a cloud and we better wake up because the coming of the Lord is nigh. And there are ones that are going to be asleep. There are ones that sit through this life and say, oh Lord, it's so good, but I've got to take care of this. Or this is more important. Or Lord, I love you, but you know, I just don't have the time. There's a vision in heaven, brothers and sisters, that's very real. And in Revelation, the majority of Christians, it's called the innumerable multitude. When they're taken into heaven and they see their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He has to wipe the tears from their eyes. And that's a sweet vision. It's a precious vision. It's wonderful to know, as we sang today, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears. It's wonderful. But there's a little group. There's a bridal portion. There's no tears that were ever expressed. They're all shed right now. And it's a groaning not of pain. It's a groaning of longing to be with Jesus Christ. It's a groaning that, Lord, I'm not going to sit right until we're looking into each other's eyes fully. The full faith. Praise God, made whole. That's the time. And that time is now. Praise be to God, we got something good. And see, we can use that word because it says it in the Word of God. He's good. And it's free. And it's undeserved. It's time to get busy and enjoy the Lord. Hallelujah. May it is finished never grow old. Amen. Never, never, never grow old. Because it's the love that will not ever let you go. We should be getting excited about the Lord. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Free us up this day.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to come out, Lord God. Come unto you and come out, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your wondrous, wondrous name. All right. While every head is bowed, dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, I'm thinking about those that might be visiting today. Lord, don't let them be fearful. Don't let them be afraid. God, you said when we enter heaven, it's going to be like the sound of many waters. The praise that's going on there, oh, hallelujah. Don't let it just be surprising. Let us enter in and just say, man, I thought it was good down there. Hallelujah, how it is up here. Now, Lord, just come in. Work mightily today. Lord, that sword, oh, praise God, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Cut deep this day. Right into the intents of the heart, Lord God. And as you cut in there, pour forth that great grace. Pour forth that truth and love. Lord, let us really be able to say today, Lord Jesus, I will go. I will go. I will go. And praise God, what peace. The peace that passes understanding floods our hearts and our lives. Thank you for this time, dear God. We know that you're present. We so appreciate your love. In Jesus' name, amen.